Grace to and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In 1978, in a movie entitled Heaven Can Wait, a business tycoon by the name of Leo Farnsworth is in his boardroom debating with his board members about safer business practices. And one of the board members says to Mr. Farnsworth, "I don't think you are taking into account the expense." And Farnsworth replies, "We don't care how much it costs, do we? We just care how much it makes." I thought of this scene from this movie when I read the words of our epistle reading for this morning from Philippians 3. I'd like to read again for you Paul's words. "But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ." You see, as Paul reflected on what it cost him to become a follower of Christ, his resume, his reputation, his standing in the Jewish community, he demonstrated to his listeners that it didn't matter to him what he lost. It only mattered what he gained. One of the shows that I really enjoy watching these days on television is a show called Shark Tank. Some of you may know of it. I'm always interested in what new products people think up. But I'm even more interested in the business dealings and the hagglings between the sharks and these guest entrepreneurs. Time and time again, these entrepreneurs will miss out on the probability of making a very large sum of money because they are too concerned about how much of their company they're going to have to give up. They get too caught up in and concerned about what the deal with the shark is going to cost them, instead of what the deal with the shark could possibly make for them. For you see, owning 90% of a company that makes $1 million a year is nowhere near as lucrative as owning only 50% of a company that makes $10 million a year. So you see, it doesn't really matter what something costs. It only matters what you will gain. That was the point of Jesus' parables of the hidden treasure and the priceless pearl in Matthew 13. I'd like to read those for you. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it." It didn't matter what the field or the pearl cost. Because you see, the treasure in the field and the pearl were each worth far more than he paid. In each case, the man gained more than he lost. This is a common theme in the scriptures. And it stands behind why the great people of faith in the scriptures did what they did. It's the reason why Noah spent some 70 plus years of his life building an ark on dry land. That's why Abraham prepared to sacrifice his own son Isaac. That's why Daniel continued to worship God, even when he had been ordered not to at the very threat of death. It's why Rahab was willing to betray her own people. They each realized that what they stood to gain far exceeded what they would lose. All of which brings us back to Paul's words in our text this morning. Whatever he had acquired in his life prior to knowing Jesus, he now considered worth losing in order that he might gain a relationship with Jesus. When he learned of the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ as his Lord, that such knowledge and such a relationship resulted in Paul being credited with Christ's righteousness, and thus standing before the throne of God, forgiven of all of his sins, and thus also being promised that he would one day rise from the dead, just as Christ had risen from the dead, he considered everything else in his life, that which he had formerly valued, that which he had formerly built his life upon, he considered it as rubbish. He realized that there was nothing in his life or nothing in his world that could compare with the value and the worth of being counted among the redeemed and the chosen of God. As Jesus himself reminded us in Mark's gospel when he said, "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul?" In one of the last scenes in the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, a woman reaches for the Holy Grail of Christ as the cave that she is in collapses around her. Instead of simply being lifted to safety, she tries to grab for the grail, and in so doing ends up slipping and falling to her death. She lost her life in this world seeking to hang on to a possession of this world. She was more interested in 100% of nothing than in having one little tiny percent of everything. Because you see, that is the value of things in this world. Nothing. She lost sight of the surpassing greatness, the surpassing value of life itself. And so at times I think we do also. Sometimes we forget the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus as our Savior. That such a relationship will result in our resurrection from the dead, in our life everlasting. Sometimes we forget that, and we put Him and we put our life in Him on the back burner of our lives. We choose happiness over integrity. We choose convenience over commitment. We choose selfishness over sacrifice. And we choose a leisure day over the Lord's day. Too many times and in too many ways, We are not willing to sell everything we have that we might then go purchase that priceless pearl. Too often we're like those foolish entrepreneurs on Shark Tank, more concerned with what it's going to cost us, our time, our money, our happiness, than with what we are going to gain. But don't be fooled. Gaining the whole world is not worth it if you then also lose your soul. This world can offer you nothing that is more worth having than Jesus. Whatever opportunity, whatever benefit, whatever gain might be yours by choosing to live according to the ways of the world, cannot compare to attaining to the resurrection of the dead that is ours through faith in Christ Jesus. The forgiveness that he won for us through his death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave, and the eternal life that is subsequently our gift by virtue of being forgiven by God. It's worth more than gold. It is a priceless treasure that makes anything and everything in this world appear as rubbish by comparison. And thus may we too, like Paul, consider everything else in our lives, and I do mean everything, a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin. And may we live in such a way as to lay aside the profits and the pleasures and the gains of this world, that we may strain toward the heavenly life that Christ has already claimed and prepared for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and our Savior. Amen.